It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the newly released draft Sausalito Community and Economic Development Study. I am pleased to have two of the driving forces behind this study as guests. Here in the studio, Jeremy Graves, a member of the American Institute of Certified Planners, and Sausalito's Community Development Director. Well, welcome, Jeremy.
Well, John, thank you for the invitation.
It's my pleasure. And on the telephone, Dr. Robert Eiler of the Marin Economic Forum, a public-private partnership that works to enhance Marin's economic vitality. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you.
The draft Community and Economic Development Study was just released last week. This report is intended to provide the City of Sausalito, its policymakers, residents, and business owners with economic data, insight, and guidance concerning Sausalito's economic evolution. Jeremy, Sausalito residents have until November 21st to comment on this study, correct?
Yes.
Who participated in this study and why?
Well, the origin of the study, John, came from the city's Business and Advisory Committee. And that committee, through its members, contacted the Marin Economic Forum and Dr. Eiler, and through a partnership between the city and the Chamber of Commerce, provided joint funding, 50-50 funding for this $23,000 study. That was secured in the spring of 2010, and in the fall of 2010, Dr. Eiler began preparation of the study.
What were the goals of the study, Jeremy?
Well, there were three basic goals as we went out. The first goal was to identify an optimal mix of businesses for the city, and so that had several steps in it: to identify the current mix of the existing businesses, to identify businesses and industries that might be missing, and to identify what industries the city and the community could pursue and in turn get the community's greatest bang for its buck. The second goal was to identify specific economic impacts in Sausalito of tourism and also of non-retail businesses. And when I use that term, non-retail businesses, it's sort of at times a term that's difficult for one to get their head around. And basically what it means, as an example, would be advertising and design firms. So that was the second goal of the study. And the third goal of the study was to examine the impacts of the recreational boats and marina in the city, basically issues going along the waterfront and in particular the Marin Ship. And so the goal, the sub-aspects of this goal were to provide an overview of the local waterfront industry, the number of firms, workers, and customers, and then to identify steps that could be taken to revitalize and retain businesses in this industry. So those were the three goals of the study, John.
Jeremy, that's pretty ambitious. Robert, how did you go about gathering this information?
Well, I gathered the information for the economic piece from multiple government agencies, from city finance department, and from, you know, studies that are floating around out there about marine industries and other industries that are central to Sausalito's economy. The second part is we did a survey as far as the appendix on some of the issues in Sausalito concerning downtown business and business in general. We did a survey instrument in the spring of 2011 that generated the responses for that and gave that data.
In your survey, you talk about a response rate of about a little under 9%. Is that reasonable? Is that normal rate?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned and as far as the literature seems to be concerned, when you take a sample of 5,500 people, which is really a population, 5,500 entities, a population survey, we surveyed every single mailing address in Sausalito's two zip codes. The 9% is not a bad response rate at all. Of course, we'd always want it higher, but we didn't get it.
How do you, when you're conducting surveys, and I've done a few of my own, how do you verify your data? How do you make sure that the people responding are actually from within the city or business owners or whatever?
That's a great question. We did not necessarily verify or put a security measure in to verify that these responses were coming from the honorable source that was being identified by the first question. Our supposition was is by sending it to those mailing addresses, the only people that would really respond would be that they had that would have an interest in responding to the survey. We also have the IP addresses of where the responses came from, which helped a little bit too. So somebody could not have used the same computer 17 times in a row to do 17 different surveys. And furthermore, the data, the actual raw data, did not provide any real pattern that suggested that there was anything foul afoot in terms of people saying to their friends, here, respond to this and respond in this way and do it over and over and over again. There's no pattern in the data that suggests that happened.
All right. Jeremy, were there any surprises arising out of the study?
I don't know if I'd call them surprises, but there were certainly some realizations that we at the city staff did not maybe appreciate as much as it turns out. For example, over three-quarters of the companies in Sausalito are non-retail firms, for example, architecture, legal firms, accounting, environmental design, and that these firms generate over $276 million per year in revenue to those businesses and employ over 1,200 workers. The second finding that came out of the study is that the healthcare industry in Sausalito employs over 240 workers and generates over $160 million in business revenue. And then the retail and tourism industry generates over $133 million in businesses and employs over 1,100 people. And then lastly, I was surprised that the study identified that over a quarter of the businesses in Sausalito are ones that operate out of an individual's home. And I think these findings that Rob came up with are going to probably orient have ripple effects on the type of prospecting that the Chamber of Commerce may be using and in searching out new businesses in for the community, and also how our regulations, our zoning regulations, could be streamlined or tweaked to better accommodate growth in these businesses, and making sure these businesses in turn are compatible with community goals.
You are listening to In Studio, Sausalito's Community Development Director, Jeremy Graves. On the telephone, Dr. Robert Eiler, primary author of the newly released draft Community and Economic Development Study, and me, I'm your host, John Flavin. Rob, were there any surprises in the results for you?
Two main surprises were that Sausalito had a median age as high as it was vis-a-vis Marin County. I did not realize how senior Sausalito's population really was until I saw the census data come out. The second thing is how many people actually travel out of Sausalito every day and how many people travel in to work, and how very few people who live in Sausalito work in Sausalito, according to the government, to the census statistics. So those were somewhat surprising to me, but the rest of this didn't shock me that much, that Sausalito is mainly a non-retail economy that's built around a very visual or visible retail economy downtown, and that there's sort of these three quadrants of activity, economically speaking, between the downtown, Caledonia Street, and then the Marin Ship.
Did you have the opportunity to interview anyone who had left the city, like a business or whatever that had left the city, as to why they left?
No.
Can you summarize the key conclusions of the study?
Sure, and Jeremy kind of did that already in terms of what he said about what may have been somewhat revelation in the conclusions. But basically, most of the businesses are non-retail. Most of the employment is non-retail. Certainly from the governmental viewpoint, the generator of most of the tax revenue is from retail. The median age of Sausalito is relatively old vis-a-vis Marin. On average, it's about 51 years old for each citizen or each resident. Sausalito has about a 7.5% vacancy rate in terms of retail, and that's as of the date of the study. But in general, it seems like that Sausalito does pretty good on the retail side in the commercial market, is struggling a little bit, but not as bad as the rest of Marin County on the office side of the market. Some of the conclusions are that certain firms like advertising, professional technical services, investment banking, specialty design firms, a lot of the firms that Jeremy mentioned, are the major industries in the Marin Ship in specific, but in Sausalito in general. And the economic impact data really shows how these firms touch the other parts of the economy in Sausalito. So the real conclusion here is to recognize that the major firms in Sausalito are those that basically operate to the north of Caledonia Street, and that their impact is felt throughout Sausalito, but that there's also this commuting issue of having so many people leaving the city every day to go to work otherwise other places and having an influx of people come in. And really the tourism piece, which is kind of the major conclusion in my mind, the tourism piece is really one that needs to recognize more than just the classic downtown tourism and recognize that there's a lot of people that come in every day for work to Sausalito, and could those folks be serviced better?
Rob, do you have any data on the clients of the people who do business in Sausalito? Are they serving people in Marin, or are they serving people throughout the Bay Area?
They're serving people throughout the Bay Area, including Marin.
Jeremy, what are the next steps for anyone listening to this show?
So the next step is for the city staff is to take the comments that are provided by the residents of Sausalito, your listeners, John, and business owners in Sausalito, taking those comments, which are due on Monday, November 21st, and I'll provide a point where those comments can be provided in a moment. Rob and I will take those comments and distill them down into any modifications that are appropriate to the study. We'll take the amended study to the City Council in the January time frame for acceptance by the City Council. The report does have recommendations on future actions by the city and the Chamber of Commerce, and the council and the Chamber of Commerce will need to decide on whether they want to move forward on those recommendations. Back to your original question, John, the future steps. Reader or your listeners can find the study at the city's website. You can go to the homepage of the city's website, and then there's a tab there called What's Current, and there's a link under that tab to the study, and listeners can view the study or download the study and provide comments. Comments should be provided to me. My name again is Jeremy Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S. I'm the Community Development Director, and can mail those comments to City Hall or email them to me at jgraves@ci.sausalito.ca.us.
Well, great, Jeremy. Thank you. Is this the first step to a rezoning of the Marin Ship?
No, John. This study really would be completely separated from any rezoning or land use changes in the Marin Ship. I look at the study as providing input to the council on different action items the council could do to improve the business opportunities in the city. Rezonings in the Marin Ship or land use changes in the Marin Ship involving the Marin Ship specific plan are a completely separate question.
Great. Well, thanks, Jeremy. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you both for being on the show today. It's been very informative and very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I encourage you to go to the city's website, read the draft study, and email your comments to Jeremy and your questions to me at slant, that's the word slant, at radiosausalito.org. You have until November 21st. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.